Tony Sardino at U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is one of the many CFOs attending down here this morning. And, man, the financial function has really come foremost into people's minds in the federal government. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So let's talk about the CFO function as a whole. It is a challenging one these days. Tell us what the challenges are, how it's changing.
Well, like anybody right now, I mean, you just read the newspaper, you'll see the federal government is being cut or proposed to be cut tremendously. I mean, just Tuesday's newspaper article gave you a sense of President Obama's fiscal year 2012 budget will be $3.7 trillion in spending. The revenues will be $2.6 trillion. That results in a delta of almost 30%. How do you find $1.1 trillion? So right now, for fiscal year 2011, we're all operating under a continuing resolution. Since October 1st, we've had a continuing resolution, which means we don't know what we're going to operate when they finally pass a bill for 11. That makes it very challenging for all federal employees who are helping to run programs, provide services to the American public.
So for those parts of the agencies that commit funds and they don't know exactly what the funds might be when the time comes to actually spend them, how can the CFO help a federal manager navigate a CR environment like this?
Well, that's the challenging part. I mean, there are what we call like mandatory costs and discretionary. Discretionary, you think of things like travel, training, maybe some IT development. But at the end of the day, like salaries, that's mandatory. If you've got 10,000 people working for your organization and they've been on board since October 1st, you're going to pay them till the end of the fiscal year. Things that everyone's worried right now about reductions in force. You really can't implement a RIF right now and save any money in fiscal year 2011. It's just not possible.
So how do you know what to cut back on? Because you can't spend nothing that's non-discretionary, or all you do is pay payroll and people come to work and stand around. So what's good guidance from the CFOs toward how to evaluate the discretionary part to keep things going without getting into that overhang situation?
That's the challenge, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a bit of a gamble, because if you start some projects and then you got to do what we call falling off a cliff, if your budget gets cut, you know, halfway through the fiscal year, what do you do? Do you spend good money after bad, or bad money after good, actually, because you've already committed to it? Or so our job as CFOs or the CFO community is to provide timely information and make sure the decision makers know, here's the implication of that. If you're going to plan this management conference for June, sir, here's what we're going to commit to it now. Just so you know, there's a cost to that whether we do it or not. It's a sunk cost. So you kind of prioritize or help prioritize with input from all the program managers, because at the end of the day, it's a zero-sum game. The money all has to come from the same pot.
So you want to make sure that people have their eyes open, at least, as they go forward with their commitments.
Right, and really, it's a peer review. In other words, right now, everyone who's running their own programs, they just, come on, just let me fund my stuff. Let me hire my five people because we got vacancies. And at the end of the day, you got to put everybody in a room and say, listen, it's, you know, what's the most important? What are the priorities that we collectively decide?
Now, in your 20 years of financial functioning in the federal government, have you ever seen a situation quite like this?
Well, you know, back in 95, I guess,
with President
Clinton and, you know, Gingrich and others. But this is probably the worst in terms of, I've never seen the deficit actually climbing like this. I mean, you know, you read the paper just the other day, they say China could overtake the United States as the biggest economy by 2024. I mean, with the deficit we're running, with the debt we're running, the actual commitment to debt is going to grow, become a larger program than any other possibly in the next 5 years.
Yeah, people are afraid maybe they'll just add us to them
and then it gets to be
the biggest. Well, let's talk about the Patent and Trademark Office. Mm-hmm. What are some of the developments going on there? There's a lot of change in PTO. What's going on and how does that affect the chief financial officer?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a background on PTO. PTO right now, we do, you know, process patent applications and we register trademarks. That's our business. Among other things, you know, intellectual property, education, and others. But we've got a backlog of almost 3 years' worth of work. In other words, it takes 3 years to get a patent processed.
Right.
So there's a strong commitment from the President, Secretary of Commerce, Undersecretary Dave Capos, to actually reduce that to 10 and 20 months. We say first action in 10 months, final action in 20 months. Instead of 3 years, 20 months, okay? That's a bit of an ambitious target, so we've been hiring people, tremendous amounts of people, 1,000 new examiners or patent examiners a year. Well, the challenge there is, we don't have full access to our fees. In other words, we're not funded through taxpayer dollars. We are fully fee-funded. If you invent something and you want to get a patent, you pay us money. We actually do an examination to see if anyone else has that kind of any invention before, and then we give you the patent. And you paid for that. So the point is, the money keeps coming in. The applications keep coming in, and a backlog over 700,000 has grown. So that's our challenge, is how do you dig into the backlog? How do you actually return the service better or faster? while we're receiving fees, but Congress sets a level of what we can actually spend. So we're not appropriate in the sense of taxpayer dollars, but Congress says, PTO, you can spend $2 billion this year. We may collect $2.3 billion in fees. So that's really our challenge, is trying to operate like a business when we don't have the authority to actually set our own fees and use all of our money.
Now, Mr. Kappos has proposed a whole new fee structure and a whole new way of doing business so that you can have a fast track if you wanted to pay the money, go in the HOV lane, if you will, for your patent application. How close is that to being real, and how would it affect, again, the financial function that has?
That's actually very real, and it's going to happen very quickly. Within the next 12 months, that's going to happen. There are certain portions of it, but we call it track one, which means, yes, if you're willing to pay extra, we will actually process your application in a year, which is much better than 3 years. You're going to pay for it, but the challenge there is to not do it in such a manner that our backlog continues to grow for folks that aren't paying for the fast track. So we're trying to leverage that. And at the same time, we don't have full authority, again, like I said, to spend all of our fees, because that will increase the amount of fees that we collect. But if we can't spend them, it doesn't really help us dig into the backlog.
And also, I imagine if you're going to do it fast, you have to make sure you get it right, too.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of metrics on quality, so we're not so concerned about that, but it is, you know, it's a concern every day, an operational concern.
We're talking with Tony Sardino. He's the Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. What's fun about being a CFO these days? Is there any good part of it?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, it's a challenging time, so I think that's what makes it fun. In other words, if everything was going great, you wouldn't need us almost, okay? We would just literally be handing out money. Okay, that's not what we're doing today. In today's environment, where we are trying to come closer to a balanced budget, everybody's looking to eliminate or reduce inefficient spending and make sure that you get the performance that you actually get. It used to be just compliance. Okay, here's the money we've got, here's how we spend it. Now it's actually, well, what did we say we were going to do with that money? And make sure that we're actually reporting on it and measuring it. What are the right metrics?
Now, with respect to getting a clean financial audit and metrics, each agency has different pressure points that it has to worry about. For example, earlier we talked to HUD, and they have this $1.4 trillion loan portfolio, so key to them is getting the loans paid back. What is it for Patent and Trademark Office that you worry most about, take the most concern with, to make sure that you do get good audits at the end of the year?
Well, there's a variety of things there, but I mean, I used to work at HUD until about 6 months ago, so I know that the pressure's there. But at PTO, they're very different, like I said, because we are completely user fee, so we want to make sure that our estimates are consistent. In other words, we project we're going to collect $2.2 billion in a year in collections, so then we go to the appropriators or Congress and say, give us authority to spend that much money. Well, Tom, if we're off by 10%, that means we've got a $200 million hole sometime in the middle of the year.
So you're really
stop everything.
So your fortunes depend, in a way, on the inventiveness of the United States.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, when the economy takes a hit, then you have all these corporations say, you know what, we don't need to continue that patent because they can keep them for 20 years and they pay us maintenance fees. So we plan for that. We're going to get fees for 20 years. But if the economy takes a hit and they decide, you know what, we're going to give up on that patent. Well, that happened a couple of years ago, and we were short about $200 million, which is about 10% of our operating revenues.
And very briefly, what will you be talking about today at the AGA conference?
Well, similar to how we talked about earlier this morning, how is everybody operating under the continuing resolution, and what are your plans for post-CR? Because we all know we're going to get cut. All agencies are going to get cut. So how are you going to do it halfway through the year? Like I said, you can't do RIFs this time of year. So that's going to be part of it. Also, the reporting and compliance and all and performance management, everything has just increased over the years with the Recovery Act. Every time there's a new mandate for things, they don't take anything away. So, and the other thing is human capital. How are we going to keep people engaged in a shrinking government? We've done all of this recruiting, bringing on new talent, and they're going to say, you know what, you're shrinking my, I'm not, no pay raise for 2 to 5 years. All the programs that I came in, I'm excited to help run, they're all shrinking. Why should I stay here?
Tony Sardino is CFO of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
And reporting live from the Association of Government Accountants Conference in Washington, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.